idea what they did with him. Jim Cramer, Mad Money.
I know that name.
It's like when Esther Hicks stopped broadcasting live for a few years, and we were all pissed that she stopped doing the live streams. We all felt lost. It's like the guru's gone. The guru's missing.
I honestly don't know, though I do understand your turmoil. I really don't know. I would hold the vision that everything's in divine order. So if you're supposed to pick him up somewhere else, or there's somebody else that's going to be your next right person, everything's in divine order, despite how it came like a curveball. So just trust that. Reveal to me what I need to know. It's like, show me my next step. So just trust that. So remember, we always think change means loss, and that's not always necessarily the case. So just trust that. And I will hold the vision that you're led to your next course of action.
What's really weird is that when stuff like this happens, I feel like I knew it before it happened. Like I had a feeling about him last week. I didn't know what was going to happen with the stuff that's going on the stock market this week. No, it came out of nowhere. But I just had this feeling like, people are so reliant on him. You know he's not superhuman.
Well, this is what I'll just leave you with. This is what they're trying to help you understand. Your job is to stay connected with that part that seems to know things. That's your job, to stay under that umbrella. And when you notice you getting topsy-turvy, stop and go back to your most valuable asset, is your sponsorship, your connection. I'll leave you with that.
And I'm actually feeling so grateful for this.
Awesome. All right. So much love, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Heather.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, don't you look cozy?
I know. And blue it is. So, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And say your first name, please.
Heather.
And say it one more time, please.
Heather.
You're walking on air and you're entitled. So as you align with your highest truth, with your highest source, with your highest outlook, you're aligning with a new, they're saying a new telephone. So your job is to play along. It's sort of like, sometimes I get into these spaces where it just gets all mystical and wonderful. And I'm like, oh, I wish it would stay this way forever. And they're like, well, try us, or I'll be channeling whoever it is. And it's like, oh, I wish this connection would stay. And they're like, well, don't disconnect. And invariably I do, of course, unfortunately. But say your name again, please.
Heather.
Yeah, that's kind of the message. They're saying that you're looking for stamina. You're looking for stamina. So we're the ones that chop it off. We're the ones that are like, okay, that was good. Now let me get busy with my laundry, or let me go do this. So what you're learning is staying power. The more you can relax, and there's no accident, you came right after Kim's message. So the more that you can relax and really enjoy that conversation, really enjoy that sense of leisure, enjoy that sense of peace, enjoy that camaraderie, the more you can see that as the positive and the helpful and hopeful versus, I don't have time for this, I have to get back to my real life or my linear life, you're going to notice that you drop the charge. There's some kind of charge that we hold where, like, this is the exception, or this is different, or this takes effort, or like I'm leaving my life in order to tune in. And to make you feel better, I do the same thing when I'm listening to this message. You're going to understand where I literally see like this parallel coursework, this parallel availability, where you've sidestepped, so you're over here, but your energy, your new life, your new lifeline, it's right beside you. You don't understand how close, it's like neck and neck, neck and neck. And it's almost like two horses, and you're just a little bit ahead, but it's right here. It is like so close. Oh my gosh. Like it's so close, you can just reach out and touch it. Like that's how close your veil is right now. It's like you could just reach out and touch it. Say your name again, please.
Heather.
Keep the door open. Whatever you conceive of is your door. When you open up to source and you open up to true gifting, you're learning how to keep that door open. So when we think this is our real life and then that's something special, it's like what we're learning is how to switch it, how to bring forth that new commodity, how to bring forth that excitement. There's something with you, and I don't know what it is. Like, if I worry enough, or if I'm responsible enough, or if I'm serious enough, or I'm concerned enough, that's going to sponsor the solution. So it's like I have to leave that high post to get real, to get down to business. You're learning, and say your name again, please.
Heather.
You're learning to trust in love's harmonics. So that higher visioning is actually going to, I know we've had this conversation before. That higher visioning is actually going to take care of the problem, is going to bring forth the solution. So when you're trying to look at it from that lower level, and you're trying so hard, God bless you, you really are. Like, I'm willing to do, just show me, and they're showing me like you're a detective with a magnifying glass. Like, I'm going to figure this out. It's not going to be figured out at the level you're looking at. There's no answer. You know how, like, to solve something, you can't solve it at the same level of consciousness. You want to remember that. Because you're going to solve it from that higher placement. And you're still trying, like, you're trying to do the right, responsible thing, be a good steward or whatever. Your job is to move into that higher accelerated station. And from that vibrational alignment, and say your name one more time, please.
Heather.
Oh my gosh, you didn't even have to. I've got jelly beans and it's just happiness, joy. It's going to be solved from here. It's not going to be solved from down here. So what you're doing is learning. When I say jelly beans, to me, you look like you were 10 years old. It was like your job is to have fun. Your job is to really delight in your new surroundings. You have more staying power than you give yourself credit for. You really, really, really do. You don't just feel, I used to always think of you as that whatever her name is, Judy Satori. But I feel like your gift's is coming in different ways. Like to her, I haven't talked to her for a while, but last time I checked into her, she's just whatever, and then she opens up and then she goes back. Yours.
I'm on all the time.
Say that again.
I'm on all the time.
Yeah, and this is where I feel like your gift is different. I just gave me this imagery where like they're working on your circuitry, like your CP3O or whatever. Like they're working on your circuitry. Well, you're saying all the time. Say your name one more time, please.
Heather.
You're learning to let go. You're really learning how to let go. Like I literally saw like you holding balloons, like just holding onto those balloons and letting go. You're going to start seeing it. You probably are already. But what I'm noticing is kind of like what they were starting to say with Jen, like she's starting to open up to it, where you would see things from just like a linear perspective, and you're suddenly going to see it from the hologram. You're suddenly going to get inspiration and sunshine. Don't let go. I just feel like that's the biggest message I could give you. Like, don't let go. You're learning how to reside. And it's so funny how our mind keeps stopping or pressing the pause. Like, we just don't realize what we're entitled to yet. Like, can it really, is it really true? Can it really be this? And say your name one more time.
Heather.
Oh, lady, just keep going. I just feel like the more you go into it, the more that you see. Like, you're the one that pushes the door. You're the one that puts the foot out. It has to do with your placement. It's really like the law of attraction or whatever it is. It's like what you focus on increases. It's just like that. And we all know that. Like, well, I'm not saying anything we don't know. But when I use your energy, it is really true. It is really true. If I want to look at it in terms of dualism, it's there. If I want to see it from another awareness, that's there. But I've got the free will. So this is what I feel about you. It's they're showing me laughing. Remember laughing, like the door is opening and closing and all that? It's like you're the one that chooses which door to open, which window, whatever it was, windows, doors. But it's all there. But the beauty is, with you, it is really all there. So if you don't like the door you open, pick another door. And then this is where they're watching you. Not that you're being watched, but you're being watched. They're kind of watching your process when you choose grief or you choose misery, and almost like a stopwatch kind of thing. Like, let's time her and see how long it'll take her to figure out she has another option. So they're kind of watching you. Pay attention to signs and symbols, because I just feel like the answer keys floating by. It's really very beautiful. Like, imagine, like, I don't know, like a red cardinal flies by, and that's like a symbolic of the answer. You've got a lot of, and we know that everything is consciousness and everything's our dream symbolism. But as you will entitle yourself, as you will reframe your experience with delight, I said it to someone the other day, like, the answers were always all around us. We just didn't realize it. You're going to be starting to realize it as you customize. In other words, as you, they're saying sit proper, but as you partake. So the more you partake, the more you understand that all of consciousness is really user-friendly. Like, it's everything's communicating with us all the time. Yeah, sort of like when, I guess it's Course in Miracles or whatever, when they say choose again. Really take that to heart. When you're not happy with an outcome, when you're not happy with what you're seeing or how you're perceiving something, choose again. And with your energy, the energy is coming through my whole body. The choice is going to be right there when you decide to choose again. And this is where they have, like, they've got the stopwatch there. Like, let's see when she does this. And say your name again, please.
Heather.
No limits. No limits. It's going to get really fun. Not that you're not having fun, but it's going to get really fun. Like, all this work, and not only do we climb the mountain, but they're saying there are scenic views along the way. You've got some prizes for your efforts. Yeah, it's good. All right, that is the message. And did you have a question?
Not sure. So on the one hand, I was hearing keep letting go. And then a second later, you're saying hold on. So was this part of the paradox?
And say your name again, please.
Heather.
They're showing me the balance card. How funny.
Of course, I'm hearing go, no go. It's all about the math, and I'm so excited about all the math. So, all right, I'll let you finish with that one for a second. I think we answered it.
You're really letting go of the need of time. You're really opening up to a quantum vision. I think you're going to understand that better than I do right now. So you are letting go. You're letting go of the need for sequential discovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like you understand that more than I do right now. Yeah, I feel like that's where you're going to get the really cool gifts. Like you're there's a part of you that's adapting to this like non-linear time. It's just when I feel the energies, I'm like, oh, this is very, very nice. Okay, to answer your question specifically, you're a little bit like Alice in Wonderland following the white rabbit. So it's opening those doors, seeing the new discoveries. And they're saying what you're discovering is you. That's the only thing they want to add to what I've been saying. I'm still talking in terms of separation. So you're discovering you. It's really fun. I didn't even think I was going to say the word fun, and it was just there. I've got energy through my entire body. What's really nice is it's going to help relieve your prejudices. Like, in other words, that those last lingering resentments or whatever else, it's going to be so much easier now because you're already joining the party. I hope that helps.
It does. And I think to what you're saying, what I'm comprehending is that, so the conversation you and I are having is right now, and yet we're really talking to a much older Heather version, and then tapping into some of the future. But no, this is, if it, you talk about aspects or dimensional timelines and things, this is where we're heading. It's multifaceted like that.
That's exactly how I feel. When I'm talking to you, it's like time's not operating the same way I normally think of it.
Right, so I could feel myself relax. Oh, now that makes sense. He was talking to maybe 12 years ago, Heather. Okay. And also, and so there's the interwovenness, interweavingness mm-hmm. of it all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's cool. I know there was one more thing that seems like somebody's laughing, but I can't remember what that question was. But I know that there's, well, I'm hearing TikTok. You said the TikTok again. Didn't the white rabbit have a clock on mm-hmm. TikTok?
Mm-hmm. It was always late.
Why?
You're stepping out. What I can tell you is you're stepping out of time. Like you're really, and you're learning to receive it in the all. I know you don't like to be a medium, but every time I use your energy, I'm just receiving beings that have crossed over, and I'm just receiving them. It's really cool. So sorry, but you're very gifted. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Absolutely. It isn't cool. I know. I have a feeling that the news on and that there might be somebody else who's on her way or just has or... Yeah. It's a brutal thing. It's brutal and beautiful at the same time.
I just think it's going to be delightful discovery, really, when I tune into your energies. Like when I say it's just going to get fun, it really is. It's just because you're going to understand. You're just going to understand.
Yeah. It's really good. And that's just it, as because a few days earlier, I was in the kind of that pit of myself, right? Mm-hmm. And that was questioning consciousness. It's very existential. And oh my God, why am I here? All that sort of like literal alienation, which is myself, mm-hmm. but what am I doing here? So what you were describing with Nanda, yeah. So we're sort of also being invited to reverberate all of that stuff too and walk that through and then understand, oh, I don't have to attach to that. It's just moving on through.
Exactly.
All in good time.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the card I pulled for you is detach.
What's in the middle? What's she?
A dove. A dove.
Oh.
Yeah.
11. And yeah. Okay. Interesting, because I don't have the right glasses on, but there was, it looked almost like intestine or stomach or something. So I know we're really working on belly and solar everything, mm-hmm. plus this moon stuff. So yeah.
It's very, very good. And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Heather.
They're really going to be helping you to walk. They're saying pitter patter. So like to walk between the two worlds, to really come into balance. And I keep getting this time seal, like you'll understand it. You will really just understand it. Extraordinary.
Yeah, if Jen is still on the call, she'll be getting it also. This is what we're mm-hmm. receiving right now.
Yeah.
All of us. Yeah. And Carmen.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the image they're showing me, I have not thought of this in 100 years, but remember like a fun house where you walk in and out and there are mirrors and like, is that what they're showing me? So like you walking in and out. Yeah, it's really good. Say your name one more time, honey.
Heather. Well, as long as it's grounded, because the first thing you said is I'm walking on air, so I feel very ephemeral and etheric.
Well, they're saying you're coming undone. Yeah. You're coming undone. You're coming undone, in a very good way. All right, sweetheart. So much love to you. So much love to everyone. Indeed, we surround each with love, light, and true grace. So when I said true grace, it was just like this light that's just helping us to walk it out, to find our way with proper footing. So yeah, please ground. So love to everyone. We will return Sunday at 1:30. Much love, everyone.
Thank you.